At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hello there, welcome back. Today we're going to talk about how your perception and your beliefs create your reality. Your beliefs, your emotions, that is what manifests. So all these techniques that I teach and other teachers teach, the techniques that you read in books, law of attraction, law of assumption, law of vibration, all of these manifestation techniques, manifestation laws, they all come down to one thing: how you feel. What is your vibration? So whatever it is that you need to do to feel better, that is what's going to manifest the best for you. Instead of looking at it from an approach of, oh, what are other people doing? What is everyone else doing? What's the right way? It's not about what's the right way or what's the best way. It's about what's the best way for you. What is the best way for you to feel the feeling that is associated with your desired manifestation, with your desired lifestyle, your desired business goals, your desired relationship goals? How can you start to feel that now with your current resources, your current relationship, your current things that you have available? How can you start to feel that feeling now? When you can start to find hints of that emotion, hints of that feeling in other things, in things that you can do for yourself, things that you can provide for yourself, the external manifestation loses its power. It is no longer validating your happiness. It's no longer creating your happiness, because you created your own happiness. You got that feeling and that satisfaction before the thing had even showed up, before there were any evidence or proof that you're worthy or that you deserve it. You're already feeling validated. You did it for yourself. You validated yourself. So the external manifestation doesn't have power anymore. And when it doesn't have power anymore, when you can think clearly for yourself, it's going to help you realize if you really wanted that thing. Because a lot of the times we desire certain things just because we think it's going to give us some kind of feeling or outcome or result or something. So if we already have that feeling, then we no longer want the thing. But sometimes we still do want the thing. Sometimes the thing is just fun. It's going to add to our lives. Maybe we don't need it, but we want it. We still want it. If you still want the thing, if you have the feeling now, you feel happy and satisfied, peaceful now, and you still want the thing, you're going to be in a mental state much more capable to get to that goal and to manifest it and attract it through spiritual methods, physical methods, emotional methods, whatever methods you use to create a desire into a reality, whatever methods work for you, you're going to be able to find that easier because you're not going to be so desperate. You're not going to be like, oh my God, I need this thing to survive. I need it to be happy. You're like, you know what? No, I'm happy. How I feel this way now. I feel good now, but I still want this thing. I still want to have this thing. And then from there, you'll be able to plan it out much easier. You can do this completely free, completely yourself. It's just a matter of having constant self-reflection, asking questions constantly, being open to what you don't know, coming from a place of love, feeding yourself, feeding your well-being, your emotional well-being and your physical well-being. These are all very important things. when you feel safe, when you feel secure, then you can be in a creative mode. Then you can manifest better things. But if you're not feeling safe, you're not feeling secure, it's really hard to manifest. And it's really hard to create our desires beyond the base level needs because we are in a state of survival. But once you're able to get yourself out of that state, you can think more creatively and you can think about what really is going to add to your life and make your life better. And when you know what's going to add to your life, the motivation is there. You don't have to force yourself. You don't have to fight. You like the challenge. You like to grow. You like to work towards your goals. You like the whole process. It's not just, I don't have it, now I have it. It's, okay, I don't have it, but I know what it would be like to have it. I think I know what it would be like. And I enjoy every step of the process getting the thing. Because you know that once you get that thing, there's gonna be another thing that you want. And so if you just think that getting the thing is gonna make you happy, then you're gonna have a rude awakening. Because when you get that thing, you're not gonna be happy. There's gonna be another thing that you want. If you don't allow yourself to be present in the moment and enjoy the process, enjoy the journey that you're growing, that you're going from 0 to 1 to 2 to 3, you know, all the way to 100. 50 is still fun, 55 is still fun, 76 is still fun, right? Like, I'm trying to put this in numbers so maybe you can understand it better. This applies to literally any area of your life, any goal that you may have. Feeling like you already have what you want, feeling satisfied as if you already had it, not needing the thing anymore. These are all signs of a healthy detachment with your desires and with the external world to a point where you'll be able to think clearly and manifest what you want more easily and more satisfying. It'll be more satisfying when you do get what you want because you won't be resentful for the thing because it didn't come fast enough or this or that, because you enjoyed every step of the process. You had healthy boundaries every step of the way. You didn't sacrifice anything that was important to you because you structured it in a way where you were being healthy and working efficiently, right? Every situation is unique on its own. So if you want to chat with me one-on-one and get to the bottom of that, you can always email me. You can always book a session. I have all my courses and offerings linked in the description below. But there's so much free content on YouTube. Watch as much content as you need to feel better about whatever your desire is, whatever your goal is, because you have the answers. They will come to you. You have everything you need right now. You just need to stay persistent and keep your faith going, okay? With that being said, I hope you enjoyed this video. Don't forget to subscribe, turn on those notifications, and like, share this video with your friends so you can help someone else out today. Love you and have a good day. Bye. Mwah.